Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Brian. It is October the 11th, 2024. I have no notes, I have no teleprompter, and you are listening to, what's the name of this radio broadcast? Where's my notes? Nah, just kidding. Okay, Brian. I'm trying to lighten everything up because this is going to be really, really serious. So you're listening to Clarity Radio. And yesterday we spoke about the purpose gene. My God, did I have an experience today. So I was busy trying to get prepared for another appointment. Then I had a phone call. The person wasn't able to make the appointment. And so that was great. That was okay. Then I'm saying to myself, okay, what do I do the next hour? And so I'm thinking. I've got someone in the room with me. We're going over notes. Then all of a sudden, I started having chest pains. And it came close. And I actually started to cry. I'm trying to figure out why am I crying and I've got these chest pains. At the end of the day, I had to do an hour of healing. And I was told that if I didn't do it, the next hour, 2 hours, I would be in an ambulance and I would die tomorrow. So if you got a pen, verify that. I got really emotional. I got the healing done. I made it. I was okay. The Father said I was going to be okay. I was more concerned about something that I didn't understand. I had one purpose gene left. And usually you are born with 50 different purpose genes. This is a expression, reflection. It's your life script. And I had one left, and the one that I had left was a purpose gene for me to receive a miracle healing. And I got emotional because if that last purpose gene was not for me to have a miracle healing, I would be dying tomorrow. It came close. I had no other purpose genes. I didn't have any other miracle healing purpose gene. Was I scared? No, I was just sad. I was sad because I just know that if I was to die, the rest of this world would be screwed. Take the pendulum and verify that. A lot of people don't understand who I am and my responsibility. And the fact is, I have the soul of Christ in me. Verify with the pendulum, and that is the only reason why I can talk to God. There's no other human being that has the soul of Christ in them that can talk to God. I'm the only one. So I was concerned that I would be leaving everyone and I would not complete my assignment. And my assignment was to handle the transition, the power from the Prince of Darkness being transferred over to the light. And folks, I'm speaking to you from my heart. I have no notes. And it came close, very, very, very close. And then I learned that tomorrow someone in England would die for me. I have sadness over that. Because what happened, the reason why I had that purpose gene in the first place, somehow it was transferred over to me for me to die for this person in England. Because I did the healing and the energy was lifted off me. It was transferred back to that person, and they would end up taking on that contract to die. And there's a lot of that going on. And so I thought about heart attacks. Well, I think a lot about a lot of things. But this moment, I was thinking about heart attacks, and I wanted to know, in the last 10 years, in Canada, all the people who had a massive heart attack and died, was it like a similar situation I was to go through? And it was. They all had this extra full-length soul from somebody else. And that soul was on them, gave them the heart attack, and they died. And verify that with the pendulum. Is that true? So I'm thinking, oh my God. I have a lot of respect for scientists, doctors, and so on. But now with the light taking over, I really believe one day there's going to be people who are gifted in the hospital that will be able to lift these entities off the people. It will be part of conventional medicine. It has to. Because by knowing what the truth is, there's responsibility. There's responsibility for scientists, doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, lawyers, politicians, citizens, everybody. We now have deeper responsibility. And so with this whole change going on, as a result, like I said, I've got a huge responsibility. As a result of the healing, I'm going to receive up to 40,000 purpose genes and verify that with the pendulum. You can see what my responsibility is. It's huge. The average person would get 50 when they're born with. I'm being given up to 40,000. So my responsibility is huge. And I'm trying my best to help everyone. There was a person who was helped today, and she had a contract to take on someone's car accident and be killed. That was lifted. Unfortunately, someone else is going to take on that car accident. And the more I understand about healing, there's a balance. And what we say or do or what we don't do can interfere with the overall balance. This whole universe is based on balance. There's a balance, well, there's supposed to be, between the dark and the light. And there's a huge, huge transition. A huge transition where it's the whole world today is being shaken up. And what I have learned, the direction that the world was going, don't take that out. Any mistake I make when I say something, just leave it in, please. The actual direction that we're making, heading, it was World War III. No kidding. It was frightening. 30 days ago, we speak of the purpose gene. The purpose gene, again, is its memory, instruction, karma, good, bad, whatever it is, it's a life script. Each gene says you're supposed to go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then if you don't go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, if it's to do with bad karma, there's five separate stem cells attached to that. And if you don't go through that, those stem cells will bring in a disease. This is really what is really interesting. And so you can have a bad debt, a karmic debt from human to human, or you can get it from the spiritual council to human. Religion knows it as Lucifer. I'm just going to say a spiritual council debt. And many of these spiritual council debts, they're very difficult to lift. The human to human, in a lot of cases, they can be lifted because it's, you usually get this because you forgave someone or you lost control of your faculties and you maybe injured someone or you killed someone because they did something to you or to a family member, but you lost control of yourself. So the matrix can forgive you. Or maybe you just swore allegiance to someone, or you promised to die for someone. That's human to human. And there's many other reasons why you could come into this incarnation to have a human debt. But when I see someone having a human debt, what is attached to them is the past life full-length soul of the person that they harmed or made agreements to or forgave, whatever the situation is that's making them sick. That is from another human being. Remember, we are born with our current life soul and our past life soul. And someone can use their past life soul to make you ill. And they can also use their astral bodies to make you ill. There's a lot of things people can do that they have this energy attached to them that they can bring harm against you. But keep in mind, in a lot of cases, you gave them permission. But however, there's a certain situation we're going to talk about when we get back. We're going to be going to break. And what I want to let you know is that our asses have been saved. And I'm going to talk about that when I get back. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, I have the ability to go in and out of my body and go into different places. Meet with the spiritual council. There's a lot of things that I can do, but I'm not going to talk about everything. But my God, based on my gift, communication with God, our asses have been saved. And I probably walked more than 500. I would walk 500 more. I probably walk 5,000, but then again, I would probably drive a car to go 500, and an extra 500, I would drive a car. If I'm going to go 5,000, I would probably get on an airplane, which I don't like airplanes. But needless to say, let's go to break. And how many miles would you walk? My name is Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the kind when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
We're back. My name is Brian. Yes, still October 11th, 2024. You're listening to, yes, you know, Clarity Radio. So, I made a statement that our asses have been saved. It really has. So let me go back and we're going to talk about the purpose gene status in the United States. A month ago, we're going to talk about the status of where we were with World War III in connection to the purpose gene. So what I've discerned a month ago, there was about 80 million people who had a purpose gene to be killed in a nuclear war. About 80 million. 50 million would be Republicans and 30 would be Democrats and others. But regardless, I'm not trying to point out anything about Democrats or Republicans. I'm just relaying the information. And so, if we were to go and proceed to vote in a Republican party in the United States, we would be looking at a situation where, and we're talking within 2 to 3 years, we're talking within 2 to 3 years that this would happen. Take the pen and verify, would we have nuclear war within 2 to 3 years if the Republican Party got in? And the answer is yes. Okay. And so there's a lot that I know. And when you take a look at who I am, I'm in a superposition status. That means I can travel in and out of different universes. And I can check to see what's going on. And attached to this universe, there are two future superposition, I call them, universes, planets. And it's almost like the same thing is going on there. It's already taken place. It's already taken place. The future's already taken place. So whatever happens in the future on these two planets is to take place on this planet. So what I do know, when I'm taking my trip, my superposition trip, and I tell you, it's a lot more than 5,000 miles. When I take this trip, what do I learn? World War III did not take place. That's what I learned. Because it didn't take place, it means it's not going to take place here. So let me further try to explain this. Yesterday, the status of the purpose gene was still 80 million people to die in the United States nuclear war. I'm not mentioning the other countries around the world. It's going to be just as bad. Okay? But I'm not going to, dependent on the population, I'm not going to get into the other countries. It's not necessary. I just need to use the United States of America as an example. And with a pen, you can verify everything that I'm saying is true. So when we take a look at today, this was like the last day of transition between the dark transferring its responsibilities, powers to the light. And it was today. That's why I almost had a heart attack, because on some level, they were hoping that I would die. Then if I was to die, then that transition would not take place. And you can verify that with the pendulum. Okay, so, right, you verified it. Thank you. And so here's the thing. Today, those 80 million individuals, they do not have a purpose gene to die in a nuclear war. It went through today. You know, this can be marked as an international holiday, October 11th, year 2024. It could just be October 11th. There's got to be a holiday somewhere in the world today. I don't know. Add this onto your holiday. But this is the truth. It took place today. I'm happy about that. But at the same time, a lot of other stuff has taken place. He's telling me to talk about Milton. Okay, I'm going to talk about Milton. Just for a sec here. You know, before Milton hit land, I said to someone that storm is not going to be as bad as they think it's going to be. The Category 5 downgrade to 3. Before I knew it was downgraded, I said, Father, are you going to help the people in the United States and reduce the suffering to do with Milton? He says, yes. Are you going to do that? Are you really going to do that? He goes, yes. So this morning, I was in conversation with the Father, and I asked him, did you reduce the suffering? He goes, yes. And I want to know by what percentage points. And he reduced it by 30 times. So that would have been worse by 30 times. 30 times worse. Is that true, Father? Let me verify. No. Okay, thanks for... He said three times. Three times. But he is saying a 30 percentage worse. Is that right? Let me verify. Hang on. He's got me off guard. Thank you. We got it. Panelim, verify what I'm saying. It would have been 30% worse. That's pretty good. So here's me. I'm having this conversation with God, and I'm asking God to look after it. Remember, I've got the Christ soul in me, and he did reduce the suffering. That's impressive. I wish he could have just wiped out the whole hurricane and stopped it. Part of the reason why he didn't do that, because there's something to do with karma involved. He wasn't able to get rid of everything. It's the math equation in the matrix. But I say to the people of Florida, be patient. FEMA's going to help you. You've got to give them until next week, Wednesday, because they're assessing the damage. They need to assess everything. They need to allocate the money. They need to do what they need to do in order to help you. So please, please be patient. On that note, as a result of this whole change going on, where those who took on other people's good karma, where they were part of the dark side or dark karma, whatever it is, they today, this is worldwide, there's a worldwide event taking place. And the reason why it's going to take a little bit longer for the folks in Florida to get their FEMA applications is because half of the people in Florida that went through like really, really, really bad karma, they were taking on someone else's karma. And so now they're going to get their good karma back. And there's going to be at least a 3-day adjustment for that to happen, for the crystal lattice, everything to change in the matrix. So there's a major change going on. And whereas the people who had the good karma, they're going to get their bad karma back. And this is a huge, huge thing. And when we speak of the Democrats and the Republicans, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with the Republicans. A lot of crazy stuff. And so here, this is what's happened now. The Democrats, on some level, was taking on the bad karma for the Republicans. Now, today, that bad karma has been transferred over to the Republicans. And the Democrats is getting back their good karma. So there's a huge shift going on. A huge shift. And so I don't know what's going to happen, what the outcome's going to be. But things are going to be different. Things are going to be different. It means that if the Democrats have good karma, it means they have a better chance of winning the election. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean they're going to win the election. It just means they have a better chance. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to try to just think positive. Because in the United States, particularly through the media, people are just, they're acting as though they're unwell. Crazy. But they're not crazy. They're just taking on someone's bad karma. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they are a little bit touched. Who knows? But the point is, we shouldn't judge, and we shouldn't judge the Republicans. You know who I'm talking about? We shouldn't judge him, because he's going through a script that he didn't make up. It's been given to him. Just like this day, the whole planet, we're all getting new scripts. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about those new scripts. My name's Brian. And you, yes, you're listening to Clarity Radio. And yes, it's still October 11th, 2024. Thank you.
Sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. Makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You're gonna think of me and how I used to be. I've been talking in my sleep. Pretty soon they'll come to get me. Hell, they're taking me home. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. Tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be. Just a little longer.
Yes, I'm back. My name is Brian and Clarity Radio. Same date, October 11th, 2024. How I used to be. I'm just a little bit impaired. So this is kind of what we're talking about. When someone takes on someone else's bad karma, in a lot of cases, they are a little bit impaired at times. And when these individuals get this bad karma lifted because they took it on from someone else, people will say, hey, you're back to how you used to be. And that's what's going on this planet. That there's an incredible change going on, which I'm privy to. I spoke to the spiritual council while I was sleeping. I sat down with them. They went over and they reminded me what I agreed to and what we discussed. And wow. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. So with the 80 million people, we don't have people in the United States that is programmed for World War III. They don't have the purpose gene. So this is something to celebrate. But there's still other stuff going on. Let's take, for example, I don't know what's going to happen in this area, but it's going to be very interesting. So you take 50% of all the evangelical ministers. So 50% took the good karma from the other 50%. So today, the ministers who have been going through bad karma, today they're getting their good karma back. The ones that stole, and they didn't really steal, it was just the dark side having control of the matrix and doing a blanket change. But some could say they stole it. But not really. They didn't do it on a conscious level. But needless to say, the ones that was reaping all the good stuff, making millions and everything else, buying jets and everything else, well, a lot of them, they're going to lose that good karma, and it's going back to someone else, and they're going to get their bad karma back. That's what's going to happen in the United States, but not just in the United States. It's going to happen worldwide. There's a total switchover. So I have no idea what's going to happen in that area. But one thing I do know, the ones that have been suffering, going through other people's bad karma, their life is going to get much better. Their family life is going to get much better. That's what I do know. And then on top of that, I always had a thought, you know, and listen, Americans, Canadians, you know, I love everyone. But it's been often said that by Americans, not by everyone, that Canada is the dumb cousin. We're known to America, some Americans, politicians, that we are the dumb cousin. And I, for the first time, finally understood what it meant. You see, Canada has a population of over 38 million. That's according to 2022. So just over 38 million. It's possible it's 40 million, but it doesn't matter. And so this is what I feel like I'm Columbo and I've got the egg in my hand and I'm saying, can I ask one more question? Remember Columbo? It's like I've got the egg, but I don't really want to eat the egg because I'm thinking about my wife that no one ever gets to see. And so, Columbo, I don't remember ever seeing his wife on the show, but he spoke about his wife. Maybe I missed that segment. But here's the deal. My God. Karma, karma, karma. How do I say this? Should I say this? Am I going to get myself in trouble? Yes? No. Good. Okay. So here we go. So today, again, just over 38 million Canadians. 6 million Canadians sent the bad karma that they took on for the 6 million Americans. 6 million Canadians sent their bad karma back to the 6 million. And the 6 million Americans sent the good karma that they took from Canada back to the 6 million in Canada. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. And now he's saying, Brian, it's actually higher. He's saying it's 10 million. Is it 10 million? It's 10 million. He says it's 10 million. So 10 million Canadians sent the bad karma back to 10 million Americans and vice versa. And I go, my God, I'm thinking the amount is high. But he's saying, Brian, it's 6 million Canadians sent their bad karma back to the folks in England. Am I correct, Pendulum? So 6 million Canadians today got their good karma back from the folks in England. In other words, 6 million people living in England had someone else's good karma. So I'm just thinking, I can just go around to different countries. And then I was told 2 million people from France, 2 million Canadians was taken on bad karma for 2 million in France. And I mean, the numbers are staggering, but I can go to the rest of Canada. You know, there's 2 million Jewish people in Israel. They lost their good karma. They took it from 2 million individuals in Canada. So I'm thinking back. You know where I'm going with this. Come on. That's why we are considered the dumb cousin. Because we're taking on other people's karmic debt, spiritual debt. Hang on for 1 second. He says the numbers are correct. He says nothing's untrue. So this is where I'm going with this. I'm not saying for Americans to be angry with Canada, for Canada to be angry with Americans. No, we love each other. It just is. This is what this transition is all about. I can take a look at the rest of the world. I'm not gonna go there. But now the future of Canada. Our government is going to be better off because we're not the percentage, large percentage of our population is not taken on other countries, individual citizens, bad debts. So the future for Canada is going to be better. We just got a bad deal. Just part of the matrix where the dark side had total control of the programming of the matrix, the crystal lattice. And so they don't have that control anymore. They're not allowed to do what they've done to us. So it's a good day for the world. We're not going to have a nuclear war. But at the same time, it's not good for those who got their bad karma back. On some level, that sucks. I get it. But that's just the way it is. And this is why it's important. This is why it's important to try to do good. Don't try and hurt people. Don't slander people. Don't abuse people. Particularly me, the work I'm doing. Because I will go to the Father. I said, Father, are you going to look after that problem? And he does. A lot of people who've been bad-mouthing the light, they're going to be going through their bad karma a lot sooner than they think. And these were the ones that transferred their bad karma to someone else. Then on top of that, they're taking on someone's good karma, but they're bad-mouthing the ones that they sent the bad karma to. So this is a very interesting day. This is a very interesting day. It's a very powerful day. And for the light, it's a good day. So when we come back, we're going to talk about world leaders. This is what we're going to talk about. And let me see what I have to say. At the end of the day, the intent of the Spiritual Council of the Light is to see peace on this planet. That is the intent. And I believe this change, this transition where the dark had power has been transferred over to the light, we have a much better chance of achieving that goal. So my name is Brian. We're going to be right back. And it's October 11th. 2024, and you're listening to Yes, You Know That, Clarity Radio. Thank you.
It's all that matters now, no matter.
What a great song. So many people say they love that song. In fact, they say they love all the songs that we play because they have significance. With every topic we talk about, we try to bring a song that is going to provide additional meaning. And that song certainly does. Particularly with what I'm saying, it just doesn't matter what people say about me. It's true. Because I know I'm of truth. It doesn't matter what someone who is not truthful is saying about me. So, we talk about the world leaders. And yes, you're still listening to Brian Clarity Radio. And the date's still October 11th, 2024. So taking a look at the world leaders. Part of this big change that's taken place. And it still is. So, take half of the world leaders. Here we go. Should I say this? Yes. Well, half of the world leaders basically lost their good karma. They're getting their good karma back. And the other half of the world leaders is getting their bad karma back. That also includes kings and queens, people of power. A huge shift taking place on this whole entire planet. So there's going to be a major shakeup. There's going to be a lot of things going on and people are going to say, how did that happen? Why did that happen? Last night, if you watched the debate with Barack Obama, everything he said was truthful. But one of the questions that he asked, and he asked many questions, why is it okay, basically, for Americans to accept someone that's not truthful, that doesn't have integrity? That's basically the question. How did this happen? He got emotional. How is this happening? Because the answer's not in front of his eyes or our eyes. It's not. Once you start to get into the understanding of the matrix and how it works, that someone from another incarnation or many incarnations can have a total accumulation of 80 million people that make oaths to him. Then he comes into this incarnation. He's got 80 million people who have oaths to him. And they must support him regardless. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter if he's been to jail 10 times. He's gone bankrupt 30 times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he goes down on the street in New York City and kills 5 people. It doesn't matter. They still have to vote for him. That is the power of the oath in the matrix. And through the transition of what's going on now, those 80 million people, they were free from that oath. Now things are different. For him to be able to be elected, you know who I'm talking about, him. He has to be more truthful. He has to have integrity. and he has to come up with a platform, not a concept. And when he's asked about the concept, he's not to blame anyone. So it's going to be much more difficult. But who is the spiritual council of the light supporting? They are because, it's because of the change. Because the Democrats got their good karma back. So the council is supporting the Democrats because they have their good karma back. It doesn't mean they're going to win. It just means that they have a better opportunity to win. So there's going to be a huge change in policies worldwide as the politicians, world leaders, have been taking on bad karma. They're now going to have good karma, and they're going to be able to implement a lot of the policies in their country that they wanted to do before they were blocked. The same with Canada. The United States, it's going to be different. It's going to be better. This switchover, there's going to be a lot of pain. I know that. But I say to the American people, the immigration policy is no more than a 2% serious problem in the United States. So I say to you, all the American people, to the world, what are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for someone who is going to bring in policies to punish immigrants when it's not really that of a serious problem? Or are you going to vote for someone who's going to stop World War III? What's more important? The Democrats will stop World War III because they are of the light. What's more important? You've got to think this over. And with the switch, you're going to be able to think this over because many of you have taken on someone else's bad karma to make the wrong vote. So it's going to get better for you. Take a few days and think about it. And when you think about it, you think about your family. You think hard about your family. And you think about your country. Your country is a great country. It already is. It doesn't have to be made great again. It's already great. So when you wake up in the morning, take the smart pill. Take that pill. Swallow it. And be kind. And don't speak against your government. And when you're sitting in the coffee shops, because I hear many of you when I'm visiting the States, I hear your conversations, and many of you, you're not logical. It's because that oath gave you the inability not to be logical. It made you impaired. That's being lifted off you. For most of you, it's already gone. So So be smart. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. He says, that's it. Let me ask one question. Hang on. I asked him if there's any statement that's untruthful that I did not correct. And he says, no, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I got, you see, when I'm just, I've got no notes. Pendulum Verify, did I look at any notes during this broadcast? No notes. And so I have to rely, you know, sometimes I'll get 2-3 thoughts coming in all at the same time. Or I will have a thought comes in, then I'm thinking about that thought, and I've got another backup thought coming in. And I sometimes get confused, but the good thing about it is that if I make a mistake, he makes me feel like yucky. He makes me feel yucky. And when I feel yucky, it means that I didn't say the right thing. And so I have to do something so I can feel yummy. You know, I don't like to feel yucky. I love everything yummy. You know, if anyone's cooking for me, I just as long as it's yummy, I don't mind it. But please, 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 don't make it too healthy because you know it's not really yummy. You know. But sometimes I got to add some spice to it, something that's really good for you, then it's yummy for me. So anyways, hang on. Let me see here. I think I'm not the only one that thinks this way. He says, no, we're done. So follow the website. I don't know when we're going to do our next broadcast because I don't plan it. He will just tell me, you got to do a radio broadcast. And in a lot of cases, he'll say, tomorrow I need you to do a broadcast. But he doesn't tell me what I'm going to talk about. In a lot of cases, I may have a general idea, but I really don't know. And today was like one of those moments where, you know, I was getting ready for the program earlier. And then I said to the individual taking the notes, does the father really want me to do any sort of notes? He goes, the father said, no. Okay, forget it. But just no notes. Let's just tell me when to come down and we'll do the show. And that's it. That's how it goes. Okay, everyone, please be safe. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Remember the farmers, okay? Remember the farmers where we get our food from. Be grateful, be thankful for everything. Be thankful for our medical system, our police system, the firefighters, the responders. Be grateful for our school system, academia, the government. Be grateful, be grateful. Canada, we're in this country. This is a great country too, just like America. But embrace it because we're both Canada and the United States, we are fantastic neighbors. 100% fantastic. And let's respect each other. Because we do. We actually do. I think the time when we really get angry with the United States, and it's tough, is when the United States beats us at hockey. Oh my God. I could just see the playing players. Oh my God. They have been deflated. But you know what? That's probably the part of the reason we took on someone else's bad karma, right? It's possible. It's possible. So let's hope that the next time the Canada plays the Americans, we win. So let's, and then we can all meet at Panera Bread somewhere in the States and have a coffee. Okay, so again, thank you and happy Thanksgiving and have a great weekend. Thank you.
See the rain. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings
reason for. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or wrong down the waterfall? Wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. Wow. When I feel the weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I look.